You still want me to kick her out, don't you? Lawrence spun me round to look at him. There was something in his eyes that looked almost like panic, and at that moment it troubled me for reasons I could not fathom.
No, he said, absolutely not. You keep her and you look after her. But please, please don't throw your own life away. I care about you too much for that. I care about us too much.
Oh, I don't know, I really don't, I sighed. I miss Andrew, I said. Lawrence took his hands from my waist and took a step back. Oh, please, I said, that came out all wrong. I just mean he was so good with the ordinary things. He was no nonsense, you know. He would just say to me, don't be so bloody foolish, Sarah. Of course you shall keep your job. And I would feel awful because of the way he would talk to me. But I would keep my job, and then of course he'd turn out to be right, which was even worse in a way. But I miss him, Lawrence. It's funny how you can miss someone like that. Lawrence stood against the opposite counter, watching me.
So what do you want from me? He said. You want me to start getting on my high horse like Andrew did?
I smiled. Oh, come here, I said. I hugged him and breathed in the soft, clean smell of his skin. I'm being impossible again, aren't I?
You're being bereaved. It's going to take a while for all the pieces to fall into place. It's good that you're taking a look at your life, really it is. But I don't think you should rush into anything, you know. If you still feel like quitting your job in 6 months' time, then do it, by all means. But right now your job is paying for you to do something worthwhile. It is possible to do good things with an imperfect situation. God knows I should know.
I blinked back tears. Compromise, eh? Isn't it sad, growing up? You start off like my Charlie. You start off thinking you can kill all the baddies and save the world. Then you get a little bit older, maybe little Bee's age, and you realize that some of the world's badness is inside you, that maybe you're a part of it. And then you get a little bit older still, and a bit more comfortable, and you start wondering whether that badness you've seen in yourself is really all that bad at all. You start talking about 10%.
Maybe that's just developing as a person, Sarah.
I sighed and looked out at little Bee. Well, I said, maybe this is a developing world.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.